Headquarters are commonly found in major city centers in Ghana. Majority of them are females who migrate from the northern part of the country to the south in search of greener pastures. In Accra, they are popularly known as Kayaye. These headquarters carry heavy loads for shoppers who visit the markets for a fee. They, however, survive under inhuman conditions and are also exposed to many dangers. An associate professor at the Regional Institute of Population Studies at the University of Ghana, Professor Stephen Owusu-Kwanche, says poverty is not the only push factor, but there are a myriad of factors that make the young girls to migrate to the south. Asana Mohammed and Eric Agboke, in this special report, take a look at rural-urban migration, its effect on socioeconomic development, and the plight of Kayaye.
According to the National Geographic Society, human migration is the movement of people from one place of the world to another for the purpose of taking a permanent or semi-permanent residence, usually across a political boundary. It can also be the movement from rural to urban centers within a country. Rural-urban migration is very common in Ghana, especially with the movement of people from the northern parts to the southern parts of the country. These people, who are mostly young women, resort to any kind of job irrespective of the dangers just to earn a living. The issue of rural-urban migration in Kayaye or Headquarter has for some time now become a major concern in the country. Efforts to control them from migrating or to ease their plight have also proved futile. According to a professor at the Regional Institute of Population Studies of the University of Ghana, Stephen Owusu-Kwanche, the issue of Kayaye or the migration of these young women from the north to the south is worrying, stating the dangers faced by these migrants. He reiterated the need for the authorities to re-strategize to curb the plight of the Kayaye.
Whether people are poor or not, there is always a yearning to travel down here to see what is here. What is quite disturbing though is the very young girls who come and you wonder what work they can do. Some are raped. Well, some of them, they may not have been raped as such, but they are taken for a ride. So rape is there. Currently, HIV/AIDS is around, sexually transmitted infections, unwanted pregnancies, and without health consequences. So when you are pregnant here, you cannot even attend antenatal care. And once you are unable to do that, then you are exposing yourself to a very serious risk, maternal mortality. So all these are challenges. You see, it's become like a culture. It's so difficult to stop people from coming, because first, it's against their human rights. Everybody is free to move. But I think that some more education will have to be done at the source regions, and parents also well sensitized, and if possible, perhaps find a way of instituting some sanctions, because education in the north may not be too costly. So it is disheartening to hear that parents either decide not to take care of their responsibilities, or find that they are unable to do that. Perhaps it's also a question of letting them come to terms with the importance of education. Institutions of state and NGOs that are involved in this could decide to embark on, try to practically let them understand some of the dangers that they are exposed to, and encourage them to keep them in school. And it is also not enough to say that we are mobilizing you, we are giving you some support to go back. When they go back, what happens is that if they are unable to establish themselves very well, they will come back again. Perhaps the incentive should not be given to them here to go, but should be encouraged to go back, and the resources or whatever support provided for them then.
Some of the young girls shared their experiences and the challenges they go through with us. They said they wish they could stay back home with their parents and also go to school to become useful to their community. However, they have no choice but to travel down south to work and get some money to send back home. We are driven by mosquitoes. We sleep outside. When we want to bath, we go to the shower and pay to have a bath. There are so many problems. We have money problems. And when we struggle to earn something little, thieves come and steal it from us. At night,
When we are asleep, they search through our things and stole our money and mobile phones. As for rape, we certain here have not been raped. But the other night, one lady amongst us was asleep when a man used blade to cut through her clothes and almost tore her pants. When we woke up, she shouted at him.
15 years.
I am 15 years. I am here because of money. We wish the government will help develop our town so that we can stay there. There is everything there except money. Our parents should pay our school fees, but they are not able to pay because they do not have money. They are mostly farmers, and sometimes they do not get good harvest. We have to stop school and come to Accra to search for money. We heard that at night when you are asleep, some people come here to take your children. Is that true? Yes, it is true. What happens? At night, when we are asleep, some people come with small cars with less noise and slowly take the children. However, we are lucky to get the children back, and there have been several unsuccessful attempts.
The Member of Parliament for Myom in the Northern Region, Alhassan Yakubu, talked about the challenges that push the young girls to come down south and some suggestions that can be adopted by government to help the situation.
But the fact that we have to migrate from the northern part of the country to the coast clearly demonstrates that either the wealth of the area has been exported to the coast, and therefore you have to follow to take part in sharing, or not enough has moved from the center of economic development to the northern part. I mean, it is not the intention of any young woman to come to Accra trying to pursue her fortunes, the benefits of which actually go back home to assist elderly in northern part of Ghana. At the national level, the country needs to have a rethink of the development pattern and not just believe that poverty is everywhere, and therefore whatever national attack on poverty that has to be done has to be spread similarly across. And finally, you can't even see who is benefiting. It's very scary because the Kayayo phenomenon is becoming generational. They used to run in only for the dry season, do that quickly, make some money and go back. Now, as it becomes a real economic opportunity, people hang on beyond that period. Then there are children, teenage children, who are waiting at home and their mothers are not coming. You know, then choose to come to trade their mothers. You know, they have no opportunity either in terms of decent accommodation, decent sanitary facilities, etc. And the process, they probably just earn the money in a day and pay their medical bills in the evening, and the next day work. So even finally, the principal objective for coming along has run down an entire generation and its potential to grow.
Experts are worried that the issue of Kayaye is becoming a culture and generational. The question is, how can this culture be changed so that the livelihood and development of the youth of the North can be sustained? The youth of the North cannot be stopped from traveling to the South. However, stakeholders are concerned about the policies and measures government is putting in place to address the issue. More so, all efforts to get the Ministry of Gender, Children and Social Protection to speak to the issue proved futile.
Asana Mohammed and Eric Aboke with that special report on rural urban migration, its effect on socio-economic development and the plight of Kayaye.